Parashas Nosoi. Nosoi is Rosh B'nei Gershoin Gam Hein. Parashas Nosoi is the rest of Parsha in the Torah. It usually is the Parsha right after Shavuot. This year it's the Parsha before Shavuot. It's usually the Parsha after Shavuot. It has Kuf Ayin Vav Psukim, the same as Kapitol Kuf Yutes in Tehillim. The rest of Parsha. The Medrash Rabbah also Barichus has the most Arichus over here. In Zohar there's the greatest Arichus in Parshas Nosa in the Idra. Parshas after the Hashvah of Yom Tov of Shavuos of Matan Torah, so it's the very aggressor of Parsha. In the previous Parsha it already had at the end of Bamidbar Nosoi Esroish B'nei Kehos. Kehos comes before Gershon. Even though Gershon was the older brother, Aver Nosoi Esroish B'nei Kehos comes first. The pshat is because Kehos was the Noisei Ha'aroin, and the one that's the Noisei Ha'aroin, after Schus HaToyre has Kedima. Mitzad Sheni, Aver Gershon also is Hamayla, he has the Bechoir. So that's why the new Parsha, Parshas Nosoi, starts with Gershon. Now I saw that why Taka didn't the Parshas Nosoi start with Kehos? Right? It's higher the end of the Indian of Parshas Bamidbar. Shvi of Parshas Bamidbar would be, he should start Kehos. So I saw someone did a taina that in a Hanami, Efshir Taka, Parshas Nosoi is supposed to start Parshas Nosoi. Nosoi has Rosh B'nei Kehos. Maybe Taka, it's even a bigger Parsha, it has 196 psukim. And the fees that would be Miyusha Vakasha, the last pasuk in Bamidbar is V'loyavoyu lirois kevalas hakoydish v'meisu. We asked last week, why does the Parsha end with a shlech tezach v'meisu? So some say it's not a shlech tezach, it's V'loyavoyu lirois kevalas hakoydish v'meisu. V'loy meisu. But if he's there, it would have been good, because Taka Parshas Bamidbar would start, Parshas Nosoi really starts all the way earlier by the Nosoi of Parshas Kehos. But Akapanam Azoi states that there's a Kedima that Kehos has the Kedima because he's the Bechoyer. Because he has the Oren. Why didn't they give the Oren to Gershon? Hagufa, let Gershon as Bechoyer take the Noisei Oren. So the pshat is if Gershon would be the Noisei Oren, and they would be first, then you would say they're first because he's the Bechoyer. You wouldn't realize the Milo of the Noisei Oren. So Dafka, we give the Oren not to the Bechor, and then we see there's a Milo that the Noisei Oren has Kedima. And the Medrash in the beginning of the Parsha is goes on this Nakuda, why Kehos came first. The Medrash darshan's Yukarahi Mepininim. The Medrash says in the Torah, Yukarahi Mepininim. So the first the Medrash brings the famous Chazal, Yukarahi Mepininim, Koyin Godel Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Torah is more Yukar than the Koyin Godel that's Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Gemara says, "Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koydim LaKoyin Gadol Lama Oretz Yekarehi Mepninim." The Torah is more Yoker than Koyin Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai VeLefnim. But the Medrash says another pshat. Lefnim, it says in Rus, "Vizoyt Lefnim BiYisrael." Lefnim means the first one. Vizoyt Lefnim, the Ershta. So a Bechor is called a Pnim, and on that we say Yekarehi Mepninim. Kehos, who was the Noisei Aroin, is Yekarehi Mepninim from the Pnim, from the Gershon, who was the Bechor. That's how the Medrash wants to darshan it. Yukarahim epninim, that the Noisei Ha'aron of the Torah of Kehos has Kedima to the Pnim, to the Bechor. Sfasemes asks, he brings this medrash, Yukarahim epninim, reflect the Sfasemes. If it's Taka true, Kohen God is allowed to go Lefnai B'Lefnim, why Taka, Talmud Chacham is not allowed to go Lefnai B'Lefnim? If you're telling me Yukarahim epninim, and the Kohen God is allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, why isn't the Talmud Chacham allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim? So his Masber, he says, there's two Madregas, there's Ben and there's Eved. The Eved, the Kohen Gadol, is the union of Avoida. An Eved, if he's the Shpitz Darga, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go, the Eved is allowed to go to Lefnai V'Lefnim. A Ben, the Pshat, it's not that it's expressed his Kirva because he's allowed to go to Lefnai V'Lefnim. He's a Ben wherever he is. He doesn't have to be Meshamash off the Eved. Where is? Where your stender is, that's the Kodesh Kadosha. A Kohen Gadol's Darga, Mitzar Avoida, it's expressed that his mile is that he's going into the Kodesh Kadosha. Over the Talmud Chacham, the shtender is Kodesh Kadoshim. It doesn't have to mean the Kodesh Kadoshim of the Makam Kusha, the Beis Hamikdash. State Yukarahim Epninim. There's a taich. What's the pshat that Yukarahim Epninim? By a penina. A penina is a pearl, an Evan Yukara. If you have a penina that's twice the size of a different penina, you have two peninim. One is twice the size as the other one. So the one that's twice the size is worth twice as much? No. The one that's twice the size is worth 10 times more, 20 times more. And if it's again double in size, it's suddenly a yalom, a penina. If it's very big, it's ka'ain kefes, it's English shire, the mechir, how much it's worth. Yukarim peninim is the yisoy that by limit atoira, it's not that if a person learns 1 hour, the person learns 2 hours, there's tzifis, so it's twice as much. It's more than twice as much. It's more than twice as much. Yukarim peninim. The same way by a peninim, we understand when it's double the size, it's much more than double. The same thing is by the Torah. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. Ashrei Adam Sheimeli Lishkar Al Dalsoisa Yoim Yoim Lishmar Mezuzas Pisri. There's a Meiri in Mishlei. The Meiri brings from Rav Sadia Goin. He says, what's the Meili? He talks about Hasmada. Ashrei Adam Sheimeli Lishkar Al Dalsoisa Yoim Yoim. He says, because by Limud HaTorah, when it's Beretzifus, he said, it's not like Stam, you build a building, you make one floor, you make another floor, you stop, you take a break for a week, you can come back, you build another floor. And if you build, let's say, at the end, 10 floors, each floor took the same amount of time. And you can take a break in the middle, nothing's going to happen. By Limud HaTorah, it's different. When it goes Beretzifus, after you're already learning Beretzifus, the next hour, the later hours, is much more than Kiflayim. And Kimoikin Faker, if you make a Hefsik, you make a heftik, it's not going to be. It furthers retzifus and learning. We had Gedolim that lived for 70, 80, 90 years. We see the Yediyas, the hekif of Yediyas and Chochmas HaTorah that they have. It looks like they were alive for 1,000 years. They were. Because it was 90 years of retzifus. If it would be without the retzifus, it's not the Avgad. An hour here, a day here, a week here. The retzifus in Limud is like this taich of Yukari Mipninim that whatever the shear is, an extra hour, an extra day, whatever it is, the Ritzifus doubles itself much more. Avada Azazach is a Nakuda to be Mizboinen to go to what a Bein Hasdora means, what a Bein Hazmana means, what a, I don't know why it's like that, but what a Friday and a Shabbos is in a Ritzifus. And also, even in the middle of a Seder, to decide or not to decide, because Avada, the can of Coke that you're going to get is mamish going to give you chizik and it's going to die because the rest of the state is going to be gevaldik. But when you take into consideration this nakuda of what the hepsik is worth, what's the price tag of the hepsik, because when it's with Sifus, it's yikar rahim epninim. Shteita. The parsha of Vidoy, the Torah says the parsha of Vidoy le'inyan Gezel. By Gezel, it brings down the musag of Vidoy. By Gezel Ager. And this is the makar for Vidoy in Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the pshat that this is the makar of Vidoy? The pshat is every Avera, the shoyrish of an Avera is from Gezel. Because Gezel is the pshat if a person realizes that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Molei Chol Ha'aretz Kvoidoi, and everything that he's supposed to get from Olam Hazeh is just as a Hechatimtzah to do Avodas Hashem, and nothing is really his, so then he can't steal. Or he can't do any Aveira. Any Aveira Be'etzem is Gezel. You've been Gezel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're using the Koiches and the Tchunas that they're able to give you, and you're using it for something that's not the Ratzon Avoyrei. That's Gezel. So the Shoyrish of every Chet is Gezel. There's a pasuk over here, pasuk Yud. It's talking about after you give the truma and the manas kahuna. The ish es kadosh of lo yiyeh, ish asher yidem lakoyin lo yiyeh. There's a very interesting toisvis in Tainus Daf Tes. In Tainus Daf Tes, the Gemara says aser to aser, aser b'shvil shetis asher. So Toisvis brings in Tainus a story of a person that had a sodeh. And it gave a very good yivul. The soda was very matzliach. And he had a big nesoyin. And he didn't want to give maestris. So he didn't give maestris. It was a big amount. And he wasn't only the nesoyin. He didn't give trumas and maestris to the koyin, to the levi, maestr oni, maestr sheni. He didn't give. Maestr rishon, maestr oni, he didn't give. The next year, his soda only gave 10% of what it gave the year before. Mamash, a big yirida. That the Sada, which was a very Muslim to the Sada, it only gave 10%. So Tosfos brings over there the Medrash Tosfos brings the Medrash that he went, his bnei mishpocha came to visit him with Bigdei Shabbos, and they came to tell him Mazel Tov. Why? They said, you get a Mazel Tov, you became a Kohen. Because last year you had a big Yavul, and your job was, you're supposed to give the Maestros to the Kohen. And this year, Fakert, the Eivester made you the Kohen, and he gave you the Maestros. You only got the Maestros, you were upgraded. You decided not to be the Kohen, you were upgraded, now you're the Kohen. And they came, they were Avada giving him Beremez, or not so Beremez, Musar. But it says they came to the Big Day Shabbos, the Levush Chag, he's Kroivim, to say, oh, last year you decided to make Meyakor, and you were supposed to give Eser Kor to Maestros. And instead, now the Sada only makes Eser Kor, now you're the Kohen. So Tosfos then says, interessante Pshetlach, he says, this is a Tosfos and Tainus. Daftes, he brings a few Vortlach. It says, Aser to Aser, Hayoytzi Hasada Shana Bishana. It says, you have to give Maestros. And if not, it's Hayoytzi Hasada Shana Shana. What the Maestros of the field 1 year, now it's going to be what the field is going to give you the next year. And then he brings our Pasuk here in the Parsha. V'ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. If a person doesn't give Maestros, so es kadoshav, the Maestros that he's supposed to give, lo yiyah, that's what he's going to end up getting. Ish asher yiden l'koyin, what you're supposed to give to the koyin, lo yiyah, that lo yiyah with a vav, lo yiyah, that's what's going to be yours. If you don't give Trumas to Maestros, in the end, you're going to become the koyin. And that's how we ended up into this Pasuk. He brings another pshat here. It says, Aser to Aser, hayoytze hasodeh, it's hayoytze min hasodeh. Who's the one that's yoytze el hasodeh? Esav is the ish sodeh. He says, if you don't give Trumas to Maestros, then the goy is going to come and take 90% of what you're supposed to be getting. It's going to go, el hayoytze el hasodeh, it's going to go to the goy. So that's ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. That if you don't give Trumas and Maestros, fakeret, you'll end up getting just the Maestros. But there's another there hair over here, ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. A person spends his entire life trying to be matzliach, to have a parnosa, and some people I don't know why, but they have a collection. They want to collect more than the tzairach parnosa, much more than the tzairach parnosa. They like collecting money. So they're working a whole life and they want to collect. And avada kiloy b'moisa yikach hakoil layeirdach rav kavoido. It doesn't work like that. When you go up to Shemayim, the Eibishter comes with a cheshbon. The din Shemayim is how much mitzvahs you did, how much limud haTorah, not how much money you made. You don't take it with you. So be'emes, what ends up when you go up to Shemayim, what you end up coming up with is not the money that you made, but the maestros and the truma and the mitzvahs that you did with it. Ve'ish es kadoshav. Lawyer. The emes is, the person thinks he's collecting money against Levin. Eretz Chai. The ish es kadoshav lawyer. The emes, what's yours, is the amount that you give to Trumas and Maestros. There's a Maestro with a few hundred years ago, one of the big Askonim that was Korov to the Malucha in Europe, and someone Maser on him that he's stealing money from the king. He was very Korov to the king, and someone Maser on him that he's stealing. And they checked his books, and they saw how much he had written in his books, what's considered his Nechosim. And on the other hand, they saw Pukhazi, how much Nechosim he had. And in the books was written a lot less, and it looked like he had stolen. And he came and explained to the kings, he says, no, you asked me to write in the book what's mine. What's mine? This is the money that I gave to Maestros. That's what's mine. That you saw there was a sphere in my pinkas, the booklet that said how much my Nechosim was a lot less than what it looks like I had. Fakeret. I was writing down over there my Maestros. That's what I'm keeping track of. That's my money. Ish es kadoshov lo yiyah, the Trumas, the Maestros that you give, that's really what's yours. There's a vitz of a mezuk that the person comes up to Shemayim and he's waiting in line, and there's a long line. He was a groisa usher, so it's a mishge pas that he's waiting in line. So he went to the malach and he said, I'll take care of you, but let's get to the front. So he said, I'll give you $100,000 of a macha esik. So the malach said, okay, and he gives him $100,000. He writes a check. He says, over here we don't take checks. Over here we only take receipts. In Shemayim already, it's too late. Over here, if you have a receipt that you gave $100,000, you would get Kedima in the line. But over here, we don't take the checks, we only take the receipts. Ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. This is Aaron. Ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. What a person gives, I saw more down from the Goyim. The Goyim writes, it says, Shloisha dvorim moitzin es ha'odam in ha'olam. Hakina v'ataiva v'akovid. He says, there's one bigger taiva, that's bigger than kina taiva v'akovid. It's a sach gref, and more powerful. When a person is nifter, as he's going up, and now it's too late. Hayoyin la'asoysam u'mocha l'kabosforim. The tshuka azo, the taiva gedoyl that there is, to be able to come back to Olam Hazeh, zol zayin lu yehi for 5 minutes. Kachaparayim, noch a Torah, noch a Toises, noch a Mitzvah, noch a Tzedakah, noch a Chesed, whatever it is. That's more than the Shloisha Shemaitin Sa'adim in Oilam. That Taiva, that Lomar Arayim Chapin. Nu, over now, we're holding still Mezainan Dachda. And there's a word that says, Mepnei Seva Tokum. Before a person becomes old, there's not Parshat Pshat, it's a Drush, Mepnei Seva, before a person becomes old, Tokum. The person should stand up before it comes too late. You don't wait till it's too late. Ish es kadosh avlayi. A person has to know what's his is really only what he's going to be matzliach to do mitzvahs and give to tzedakah. Yet there's a sach grois to sudyus here. Beemes it's nirmas. The parshas Nosoi is a rosh hatevis. Parshas Nosoi has the nesiim. It has nesiyas kapayim berchas koyinim. It has nozir. The sin is soita and shiluach machanois. The aleph is it has asham gzeilus. There's a sach parshis though. The rest of the parsha we said, yeah. Ein prat in soita the meham orin is a gevaldike neis. The Ramban writes that the Eibushter made a neis vafele that the way it should be machria the inyan of znus should be muchra. He said it's only avada when it's roiv yisrael oisim etzayni shel mokoyim. Aber in azam matzav the Eibushter wants to be mesalik the inyan of znus after the kach he does it with a neis. I saw brought down, the Shem Yishmul brings, that the Indian, that the nace of the Mei Hama'orim, the Emet, it makes sense. About it's a nace, or but there's a Havana behind it, because this Mayim has Kedusha. You put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the Mayim has Kedusha. So the Emet is, if the Isha was Mezaneh, so her goof is not soibel. It's a goof HaChaitas, it's not soibel the Kedusha's Hamayim. That's the Indian that it's Vitzof Sabitna. That it pushes it's a mitzvah, but it's a nes. But the taich is that the mayim has kedusha, and therefore the goof is not soibulit. But I want to be more interesting. We know it says kishem shemayim boidkim es isha. The mayim is also boidik the boil. First of Gemara, nes for fellow. Wherever the boil is, he also explodes. When the mayim is being boidiker, he also explodes. Avder chelik is nishdade the hezber from the shem yishmul. Avder chelik is taka. Neis Vafela, Metzias, he didn't drink the water. She drinks the water, and wherever he is, he's on the under egg belt, he also explodes. So that Avada doesn't have the Hasbara of the Shem Yishmul. Now it's interesting, it's called Mei Hama'orim. The Medrash brings Hama'orim is Gematria 296, and that's connected the Ramachi Vorim of the boil and of the Isha. It's both, because it's two of them get the oin, side the Isha and side the boil. So, again, the Shem Yishmul was mazgut that there's an Indian that the Havana behind it is because the Kedusha Samayim is not soivel the Guf HaChoytah. But Avada, it's also like the Ramban. That, first of all, itself is an ace. But I'm being moist that the Ramban together that it's an ace. Avada is an ace. It's an ace on the boil. So I saw an interesting idea. There's a sphere in the Pesukim. It says, Vitzof Sabitna V'nofle Yerecha. What's first, the Beten or the Yorech? So the Gemara says, in the Klala, when it says, the Kohen says the Klala, he says Yorech first. Because the Yorech was Maschil Ba'avera. Over in the Mitzvahs, when she gets the Oynish, Avad, it's Beten first, because in Mitzvahs, that's when the water goes into the Guf. Zok Techeshik Shloima, so the Gemara says, Beklolo, it's called him the Yorech. Over in Mitzvahs, when it happens the Beten first. Zok Techeshik Shloima, that's only on the Isha. On the Boyal, there's no reason why it shouldn't be Fakir, that it's Taki Yorech Kodim. Because on the Boyal, anyway, didn't drink the water. It's Elamah, it's Tamad Dineh. By him, Taki, the Klolo goes. The klala goes, takas like the nusach of the klala, lam dafki, could see the mayim. So takas shlims with this word. That by the isha, takas the mitzvahs that the mayim is not so able to go. So the Seder Advarim the Gemara says, even though the klala is yoresh kaidim, but in mitzvahs it goes beten kaidim. On the boil, it has nothing to do with the mitzvahs of the water going in. Over there, takas also in the etzem oinish, the yoresh kaidim, the beten kaidim. You have shpeta, you have the inyan of the nesiim. One zach is door first is kaf achas asora zohov malaya katoiris. The vort from a memory from Ishlan. He talks about a nova. On the other today. Well, kaf achas is if a person is miskoif, if a person has a nova, he bends over a little bit. If a yid bends over a little bit, That's Asor Zahav. What's Asor Zahav? Asor is a Yud. Asor is a Yud, a Yid. A Yid is Asor. Yud. A golden Yid. A golden Yid is Abyssal Anova. Kaf Achas. Abyssal Mitah. Kfifa Achas. Abyssal Anova. Afilo a kleine Kfifa Achas. Does the shine a madreg of Asor Zahav? Does the shine a golden Yid? There's a Shtikal Ha'ara. We know that the every one of the Nesim, there's different kavanas in what they were doing. The Medrash Rabbah Ba'arichas goes through each one of the Shvatim and brings the Hezberim and Inyonim in each one what they were doing. It's interesting, Rashi also brings a Medrash to explain the various things. Sorech Ian, that Rashi brings the Medrash that the various Karbonos are connected, we'll speak it out. Rashi brings it by Yisachar, by Yoyim Hasheni, Hikrav Nathanael Ben Tzur and Nesi Yisachar. Why not by Yehuda? Why not by the other ones? Pumped by Yisachar, Rashi brings down a Medrash that brings down a Pidrash, the Inyonim. Why pumped by... Maybe he has to pump by the Tzveita one, but the Ersta one, maybe it's Samazay assistant. Now you see that the Tzveita one also, Rashi wants to bring out that there's different Inyonim. Brings it by the Tzveita. Vesachnish. Or Rakapanim by Yisachar, Rashi brings... Par Echad Ben Bokar is connected Avram, because Avram was by Yikach Ben Bokar. Ayil Echad is Yitzchok, by Yikach Eto Ayil. And Keves Echad is connected Yaakov, Vakvosim Hifrid Yaakov. Now we'll stop there just for a minute. The Par Echad is connected Avram, the Ayil is Yitzchok, the Keves is Yaakov, it stims. Avram Avinu was Midas HaChesed. El HaBokar, Rots Avram, was Chesed, was Achnosis Orchim, the Mahus was Avram, was Chesed. Yitzchok was Vayikach Eto Ayil of the Akkad of Yitzchok, which is about the Midas HaGvura. And Yaakov is the Kvosim, the Sakvosim Hifrid Yaakov is the Masu Matan between Yaakov and Lavan, which brings out the Midas HaEmes of Yaakov. So it's Taka Loi Bechimim, it's Taka Shtim, Avram is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gvura, Yaakov is Emes. Vaita Rashi's Mamshach Tesir Izim is Keneged Mechiris Yosef. The Zevach HaShlom and Bokar Shnaim is Moshe V'Aaron. And the Elam, Atudim Kvosim of the three Minim is either Kayanim Levim Yisraelim or Torah Levim Ksuvim. As I bring Rashi. The Targum Yonasan also, Barichos, brings down the Inyonim in each shave is what the different numbers, what the different Inyonim are having. Mahal Ufar Shavuos Matan Toyer, Zman Matan Toyer Seinu, it's called Chag HaShavuos. What's Chag HaShavuos? Andra say it's a lotion of a Shavua. Mushba v'oymed mehar Sinai. Mesech the Shavuos has 49 blasts. Keneged the 49 days of the Oymer. The Achana. Mushba v'oymed, a lotion of a Shavua. But Avada, that's a Chiddush, that's the Pshat. Avada, it's really called Chag HaShavuos, not Shavuos. Shavuos. It's keneged the Sheva Shavuos, the 7 weeks. We count the Sfiris HaOymer. And be'emes, in the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere that the inyan of the Sphere has something to do with Shavuos. In the Torah, Shteinish Paklal of the inyan, that it has to do with Matan Torah, it's counting from the Oymer. And on Pesach, we bring the Korban Oymer, it had to be Matir Chodesh and Gvulin. And then on Chag HaBikurim, we'll call it, we bring Shtei Alechem to be Matir Chodesh in the Mikdash. But it's nothing to do with Matan Torah. Or Bravad in Chinuch Shteichan, and as Makaris said earlier, that it's an inyan of counting a Tzipia to Matan Torah, and it's a Yimei Hachana for Matan Torah. Oivazoi, it's called Chag HaShavuos. What's the Taich? Not Stam, because we counted 7 weeks. Vi cooked ois a person's Shavuos. How is a Yid's Shavuos going to look? What kind of a Madrega is his Kabbalah HaTorah going to be on Shavuos? It's totally in the Shavuos. It depends how you were making yourself during the 7 weeks. If you weren't making yourself Bechlal during the 7 weeks, then that's how your Shavuos is going to look. If you were making yourself and you prepared yourself for Kabbalah HaTorah during the Shavuos, kifi, and it's not just yes or no, it's not black or white, it's kifi, the darga that a person was making himself in the Shavuos, that's vias that ice cook in his Shavuos. That's the taich that is called Chag HaShavuos. someone asks, the oilam stays up the whole night, there's a makar, omalernet the ganze nacht, and then simchas yontif deiraisa veisichnisht unfamatert zeninir, and you don't overcome it from isik tveitek zicher, and esru chag you don't get it over with, and amol it takes the ganze voch. So is it kedai? So I heard that the taitch is the inyan of the learning by Leil Shavuos. Ahava mekalkelas es ashura. Memachnish ta cheshbe. The pshat is now is matan toira mitoich roiz cheshkat ahava ta toira. A person wants to sit and learn a whole night. When a person is osuk be'ahavosoy, amachnish chambein is mayehe mocher. Yet halter be'ahavosoy. Yet halter, he's nimshach achar ahavosoy, and that's what he wants to do. On a cheshbon fashpeta. That's the limit of toira. Tosfos asks in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin, on one hand it says, Nasa v'nishma was a Kabbalah mirotzoin, ba'oifen muchlot, not even to know the details before, Nasa v'nishma, mitzad sheni shteit, the Gemara brings in Shabbos, kofa aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu harke gigis, im yekabu es ha-toyre mutav, im lav shom teik furaschem. L'choyre t'stira, azoy frek Tosfos. The other mafarshim also, we'll see, they ask this kasha, but Tosfos frek the kasha, Kofa aleim harke gigas means it was a hechrich, it wasn't a rotzayn. And it's clear, the Gemara says that it was taka a greyesa. That's why by Purim it was hadar kibluo, because then it was kibluo me'av. But there was a chasarin in the madrega of kofa aleim harke gigas. Vishtim da shteitach nasa v'nishma. Azoi frek toisvis. And frek toisvis, be'emes it was nasa v'nishma. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worried, shema yachzeru behem kishiru was the eisha gedoyla. It says in the Pesukim there was an Eish Gedoyla. Maybe they're going to have Charata when they see the Eish Gedoyla. They're going to have Charata, and then they're going to back out. It was required, therefore, it should be Kofa aleim harke gigas. Frek de Velt. Loi Lisni. They have in the Gemara by us. Loi Lisni, Loi Hei, Veloi Vov. Loi Lisni, Loi Eish, Veloi Kofa aleim harke gigas. Don't make a fire, which caused the problems. It was already Darg of Nasa v'Nishma. The fire is causing the problems. And then you won't need to come on to Kofa aleim harke gigas. So what they don't touch this? The teretz that mitbakesh, that was darf mitzogin though. Teira only goes with an ish. It's ma'akev. Azoy gate the Teira. Teira goes with an ish. Ish means bihislavus, mitabren. And it's not shaykh. Okay, but it's going to cause problems here. It's going to cause us to need a Kofa aleim harke gigas. Zolzayn. Over on ish zicher gate. Teira gate with an ish. Barasi Yetzer Hara u Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the Tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. Melerna the Psochim. And Avada Vedikas Chomets, the Chomets is this Orsha V'Isit, the Yetzer Hara. A person has to be Boydik, Bechayrun, of a Sedokin, to know, to find where the Yetzer is. But when he takes a Trefzik with the Yetzer, what is he supposed to do with it? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Bir Chomets Ela Besreifa. There's no other way. The Bir Chomets, the Torah Tavlin that's master from the Yetzer Hara. Ain't beer chometz elis reifa. Nor mit a bren. Avad is poshup shad burning the chometz over. If the chometz is this or the yetzer hara, made us taka ain't beer chometz elis reifa. Es mazayim mit a bren. Es mazayim mit eisha toyer. Es mazayim mit eisha toyer. That's the chara of our state on toys. It has to be with an eish. In the maral state and under a mahalach, what it means, kof aleim harki gigas. And the emes like the maral kofa aleim harke gigas is not a greyesa be'etzim. Now again, the Gemara is mashmiya because it says Purim they got to the higher madrega. Over the maral touches up the gather of kofa aleim harke gigas is that they were a muchrach. And yes, it's a milo when a person is margish that he's a muchrach. They say without kofa aleim harke gigas they will makabel the Torah mirotzim. But it's extra. It's something mibachut. They will makabel mirotzim. In the kofa aleim harke gigas look that Torah is chamtzan. Torah is oxygen. We can't live without it. A dog can't live without mayim. A person can't live without chamtzan, without oxygen. When a yid can't leaven on the Torah. Without the kofa aleim harke gigas, well, given the darga gedoyla of nasa v'nishma, but it would be missing the chelik that it's mamish like oxygen, that the bria is totally in it. Tonight hits not kodesh baruch my separatius, and now he made a kofa aleim harke gigas that im lav shom tehek furas them you're a mukrach. Now that's a maila. It's not a chesaron. It's a maila. The maila. the Milo that the entire Bria is, and Yidden and Bechlal, the entire Bria is Nemsach from the Torah. It says that by Matan Torah, the Yidden was such, from the first two Dibrois, was such on his pilot that it was Parcha Nishmason. And it says in the Pasuk, Yidoyden, Yidoyden, that the Malachim came and brought them back. The Malachim were pushing, bringing them back. Then they said they can't be Soivel anymore, so Moshe Rabbeinu said the other Shmoinim Dibrois. But it says there in the Medrash that the Malachim, the Gemara brings the Shabbos, the Malachim were bringing them back. So I saw the Nesiva Shalom brings from Rav Baruch Mezhebush. He brings, Rav Baruch Mezhebush asked, how is it Shaykh that the Malachim Bechlal touched the Yidden? How is it Shaykh? The Yidden, the Makabli HaTorah, how did the Malachim have the Te'uzah to even be Negeya Behemet? It says that they were the ones bringing them back. And he answered, they had no choice. Because the whole Briyas HaOlam, like we're saying, is totally in the Kabbalah HaTorah. The Malachim didn't have a Schus Kiyam anymore. They were also going to be destroyed. Everything was going to be over. The less Breira had to have a Te'uzah to be able to touch them. So the Nesiva Shalom says, he takes that from this, aside from his Kasha, and aside from the Teret, you see a Gevaldik Yisoy. From the Kasha also you see a Yisoy that he asks, I'm Yidden that Avim HaKavol Torah, we can Malachim on rear and say, even Malachim can't touch them. From them Oichet Zetman HaGrois Yisoy. Over in the Teret, Oichet Zetman HaYisoy. The Malachim had to, because in the Kabbalah Marka Gikas that collected, the whole Bria is totally in the Torah. So that's just Macha Mahalach and Kabbalah Marka Gikas. If you do it, there's a Jritta Mahalach in the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noyach. The Medrash Tanchuma also stells the sphere between Nasa and Nishma and Kofal and Harki Gigas. So up the Medrash, Hobbit Tirish of Iksav, and one is Tirish of Alpe. On Tirish of Iksav was Tirish of Iksav was Nasa and Nishma. But on Tirish of Alpe was the Kofal and Harki Gigas. And Vaitis spoke about this far Purim, that on Purim when we say that the Hodr Kibluo brought up the Madrega, that's what the Ikarus for Tirish of Alpe. Because on Tirish of Iksav is given a Nasa and Nishma. Now on the Tirish of Alpe is also going to be the Madrega of Nasa Nishma afterwards, a Hodr Kibluah. So I heard once a Taish, what's the Pshat? It says, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes Ela Bimishim Meimis Atzmei Oleho. Meimis Atzmei Oleho is on Torah Shebal Peh. The Haravanya of Meimis Atzmei Oleho is on Torah Shebal Peh. Now, Yitzias Mitzrayim was Mishibud L'Geulah, from Avdus L'Cheres. But it wasn't Mimobes L'Chaim. It was a Shrek L'Chazach HaMitzrayim, but it wasn't Moves L'Chaim, it was Mishibud L'Geula. On that can lead to a Kabbalah of Nasa V'Nishma V'Torah Shebiksav. But not yet the Torah Shebapeh. Torah Shebapeh Fodazich Meimis Atzmei Oleh. Meimis Atzmei Oleh was only when you were in a Matzav Mimoves L'Chaim. Moves L'Chaim was by Purim. By Purim was Mimoves L'Chaim. There can sign the Kabbalah even on the Torah Shebapeh, which has that Madrega of Meimis Atzmei Oleh. There's another Pshat from the Chedushi Harim. What it means, Kofa Aleim Harki Gigas. Again, we said Pshat of Toisis, we said the Maral, we said the Medrash Tanchuma. He says another Deher, we know that Matan Torah, Yoim Chasunosoi Zu Matan Torah. So Matan Torah is a Vada, the Yoim of the Chasuna, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And then it's the Sograyim, we said that there's a Sphira, on one hand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasun, and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. On the other hand, there's also another Chasuna, where Klal Yisrael is the Chasun, and the Kala is the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shver, the Lifrish Mimenu Eni Yochel, the Medrash and Parshas Truma, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, Aseh Li Kito Nechot. But Lama Redenweg in the Chasna between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Yoim Chasun Nosoi, by Matan Torah, was the Chasna between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And we spoke in Andramol that there was Taka Kedushin, there was Kesef, there was Shtar, there was Bia, there was the Kofalim Harkegigis, which is the Chupa, there was the Kesef, which is either the Bizas Mitzrayim, there's the Shtar, which is the Luchoy, the Torah. So Kabbalah Harki Gigas is the Chuppah. And he's Moisef, why did it have to be by Oynis? Because by Oynis there's a din, by Ma'anis, Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yomov. The Maila of the Kabbalah Harki Gigas, and I don't know if this is Meshach Shaykh to Maral, or it's a whole new word, Efshem Ekan, this Legis Zaman. The fact that it was by Oynis, Oybazoy gets the din of Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yomov. Blight is that it's a Zivag L'Oylom, that it's Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha. It's Kenneth Zayin, Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yomov. Because of the Kabbalah Marki Gigas, blight is on that Madrega of a Yuchal Shal and Kol Yomov. Now, it's Yidua, we're saying that Shavuos is a Chasana, there's a lot of Makoyers to this, that when we say that Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, it's not Zecher L'Matan Torah. It is Zman Matan Torah. The Eberster comes every year to give us the Torah. Lamed Zogin and the Nusach was saying now, it's not the wedding anniversary, it's the wedding itself. nor it's bechol shana v'shana, it's nischadish nochamol, over nochamol taka azoi. It's mefurish azoi, the Karbanei Eda brings on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that by Shavuot it doesn't say Seir Izim Echad Lechatos, it just says Seir Izim. It doesn't say Lechatos. Because Kivin Shekibaltem es atayra ma'ile ani aleichem shaleichataschem yemeichem. They say because it becomes chosan is moichel na'al avinoisav, it becomes a bria chadosha. Or b'shtei that it's a chosan. It's not the anniversary from 2,000 years. Adem onish given ma'ile ani aleichem ke yechvil nishdogen akula, the chosan every year v'yayim chasunosei has the moichel na'al avinoisav, so there it's nachamal. The chosan is given amol. Or b'do is nishtazo. It states that every year in Shavuot by the Karbonis it didn't say sirizim lechatos, because every year taka was that much rega of keilu lechataschem yemeichem, because it's taka the not zecher lematan Torah, nor we have to realize that sugan to Shavuot is to realize that it's taka this man matan Torah alein, and pashteitzich, like we said, it's totally kefi the hachona. It's totally kefi the hachona. Kefi the hachona that a person was making himself in the Shavuos and in the Mem Tes Yomim, which is connected to Memchet Kenyoni Torah. Kefi those Kenyonim, then he's ready for Shavuos. State in the Pasuk, Eishes Chayil, Mi Yimso, Eishes Chayil, Chayil is Memches, Chayil is the Memches Kenyonim, Chayil is Gematria Memches. And then a person is ready for Mi. Mi is the 50th day, for the 50th day of Shavuos. We don't say Shechiyonu when we count Sfiras HaOmer, and all the Mefarshim ask why we don't say Shechiyonu by Sfiras HaOmer, and some of the Rishonim already explained that it has to do with the fact that the Shechiyonu we said Leil HaSeder is right the day before Sfiras HaOmer, but the Shechiyonu that we said Leil HaSeder is already going on Sfiras HaOmer also. In Chutz La'aretz it makes more sense, they take account Sfira by the second Seder night, but there's a Zapshat that's brought down, but there's also a Fakert of Shat. Why is no Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer? Because Sfiras HaOmer is taka not finished by the 49th, and it's not finished. The Gemar of Sfiras HaOmer is taka when you get to the 50th day, when you get to Shavuos. And in the Inyonim that it says that it's brought down that the Yemei HaSfiras connected the Sfiras, as we know, as we count through Chesed Shebechesed, and we go through the different Sfiras, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus, 7 times 7, that's 49, the 50th. And these inyonim is keser, and it could be it's an afkamina. When does a person think he finished the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? A lot of people are very misragish by the 49th night. That's when the gemara mitzvah. Now mitzvah diyasi alochar is taka true. Or if you're talking that no, when it's niskadish lil chag of Shavuos, that's really the gemara. Or maybe even another statement for him by musaf, you shouldn't fall asleep not during Agdomas and not during the kriyas haTorah and the whole davening. Keser, those that say akaponim the nusach of nusach far, the keser. By Kedusha, that's the Gemara. As you're counting through the days of Sfiras, Chesed, Gevur, Teferes, the Shpitz is, after learning the whole night and having that Hachana, and you get Zomon Einhalten start a few more minutes, that the Keser, the Kedusha, is the V'yitna Lucha Keser, that's Taka the Shpitz, based on the whole Hachana, Zomon Taka Zoycha Zayin, Makabal Zayin, the Torah Me'am.